USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson on the arrest of Empire actor Jussie Smollett.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Johnson added,
Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process.
Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Colombia on Monday in an effort to keep pressure on neighboring Venezuela. Pence is expected to repeat a call for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to step aside. Pence also plans to meet with some refugees from Venezuela. A new report out from CreditCards.com says 39 million Americans have been carrying credit card debt for at least 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer working in the nation's capital is accused of being a domestic terrorist. FBI agents arrested Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan and seized a stockpile of weapons and ammo from his Silver City, Maryland home. ATF Special Agent Jim Cavanaugh tells NBC News it's a good thing we were able to get this guy before something bad happened.
It looked like a crescendo of events. If you look at the behavior from the court filings, he kind of grew, stockpiling, more focused on the targets, trying to gather targets.
Israel could become the fourth country to reach the moon Thursday night. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The first Israeli spacecraft built to land on the moon will launch from Cape Canaveral tonight. The Bereshit, which is Hebrew for In the Beginning, is a privately funded lander that will be carried on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket for 2 months before an attempted moon landing. The launch is scheduled for 8:45 Eastern Time tonight.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another state is thinking about introducing toll roads on their major interstates. Connecticut Governor Democrat Ned Lamont says toll roads are needed in his state.
I know this idea of tolling just sounds like one more damn tax I'm going to have to pay. And I cannot fix this state unless I fix our transportation system.
Republicans are united against any tolls in Connecticut but are in the minority. A Trump administration official has landed a job at CNN. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Sarah Isger Flores, who served as the Justice Department's leading spokeswoman under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is joining CNN. She'll become a political editor next month and will coordinate political coverage for the 2020 campaign across all of the network's TV and digital platforms. Sources say it's a brand new position, and she won't be replacing anyone. At CNN, Isger Flores will reportedly not play a role in covering the DOJ, but will occasionally appear on the air analyzing politics. Over the past 2 years, she also served as senior counsel at the Justice Department and had previously served as deputy campaign manager for Carly Fiorina during her failed Republican presidential bid. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.